Welcome, everybody, to another edition of NFL Hard Hits on Everything Unscripted Podcast. I'm your host, Eric, and tonight my co-host is Clintus. How are you, Clintus?
I'm good.
Before we get started, I'll do the plugs, and then we'll get started. Listen to Box Man and Smart every Wednesday, and myself sometimes, on Wednesday nights, Mr.com/Thirsty Dudes, every Wednesday night at 10:30 Eastern Time. Tonight, if Black Man can do a show, we'll be talking about AEW, full gear and all that, and whatever, and AEW Dynamite. And then this Friday night, listen to us on Everything Unscripted Podcast, Blackout Radio/Everything Unscripted Podcast. This Friday night, we'll be doing the Raven Career Retrospective. There's a little twist to it. We'll be revealing the fans' vote for top 10 moments and matches in his career. So that should be interesting list. Polls are up in Old School Wrestling, in Wrestling Umbrella, in Sala Monster, and in EPW. All those groups, just go out there and vote up to 10 times. We'll be doing that this Friday. And then on Saturday, listen to Doug and Daniel. I won't be on the show this week, but listen to them this Saturday night for Unlimited. Unscripted Unlimited, they'll be talking about the cartoon and stuff. And then Sunday, listen to Mindy and Daniel for Clarity Cats. I think Daniel revealed that on probably Saturday. They will be doing, listen to that every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So, Clint, well, how did you enjoy? Did you enjoy the games this week? I don't think they were all that great. There was a few games that were okay, but what were your thoughts?
Yeah, this week was like really, really like average. There was no big exciting games that I really took a liking to. You had a big upset with Tampa, Washington avenging their playoff loss against Tampa Bay. Nobody really saw that coming, especially with Taylor Hyde at quarterback.
Yeah.
I didn't really see that coming. The shock of the night, I think it was more shock, more disappointed at Pittsburgh, how they tied with the Lions. That was
embarrassing.
That has to be embarrassing.
Yeah, that was comical. How do you tie with the worst team in the NFL at home? I know you have a backup quarterback, but still, you tie. You can't even. They turned the ball over with what, like a minute left? Oh no, less than a minute.
9 seconds left of overtime. They fumbled the ball going a simple field goal range.
They can't even get in field goal range. And did the Lions even have a chance to get in field goal range, or was that enough time?
The Lions took the game-winning field goal.
Oh, they did?
To Pittsburgh. Yeah, they missed the field goal, which led to Pittsburgh getting the final the ball, and they wound up fumbling it with 9 seconds left in overtime.
Yeah, that was the most comical. If it wasn't for the Tampa Bay, if it wasn't for this one, the most comical was probably the Tampa Bay loss. But Pittsburgh tying with the worst team in the NFL. Didn't Detroit just tie like 2 years ago with Arizona?
No, it wasn't last year. I'm not even sure. Besides the Eagles game last year, I'm not sure who else tied. Two teams, four
teams with tying records.
Yeah. I still don't understand. That's fun.
No,
but
two.
Yeah.
It was just two last year. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking of the 2019 when Detroit tied Arizona or something. Detroit could go 0-16-1 this year if they don't win a game.
We still have something to win for today showing their record.
Yeah. That, they can say that. What else? Let's talk about the... How about the Ravens laying an egg on Thursday Night Football last week against the Dolphins? They came out flat and it showed Dolphins 3-3 at half, what was it, 3-3 at halftime or something?
Yeah. 6-3 at halftime.
It was the most, it was boring as hell. I don't know why I wasted my time watching that one. Did you watch it?
I watched it. I was upset with it. But then again, I think Thursday
Tell
Night
me,
Football,
man.
The best teams do not show up on Thursday Night Football. You're heavily favored to win a game. You're going to lose. I realize that this year. The underdogs win on Thursday nights.
Besides Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is 2-0 on Thursday Night Football. They beat the Cowboys and the Eagles.
That in the Colts.
In the Colts, yeah. What else? The Cowboys. Scoring it on the Falcons. Yeah, that was a pathetic game. That was embarrassing. The Titans beating the Saints, which I thought the Saints were going to upset them. The Colts barely getting past the Jags. I thought that was going to be more of a blowout. The Patriots. I didn't see that coming either. This was a week after the Browns beat up on the Bengals, and then they get beat up by the Patriots. And we'll get to that prediction later. I have some thoughts on the Thursday Night Football game tomorrow. But the Bills stomped on the Jets. And then the tie. The Buccaneers came out flat after a bye week. Well, Washington had a bye week too, right?
Yeah.
They were both, yeah. But, yeah, the Buccaneers, I don't know what happened. Washington came out to play. Buccaneers didn't. Tom Brady looked okay. It looked like they just were asleep at the wheel all day. Looked like they thought they were going to go in there and win. Was this a surprise, Panthers beating the Colts? And what do you think about Cam Newton's return?
I mean, Panthers beating the Cardinals, you mean? Yeah. That was surprising to me. Cam Newton's return is Cam Newton. I mean, you think it's going to be a lot of drama, but on his celebrations were way over the top. What you expect? A guy happy to be back? I'll be a back at two. Is he a permanent fix for Sam Darnold? Yes. I mean, he's a way over Sam Darnold. I'm thinking those three games that he played when the Carolina started out 0-3 was nothing but a fluke. It proved it.
Yeah. I think Cam Newton's going to be the starter the rest of the season, and he gets to face Ron Rivera this week. I mean, I don't think there's any beef between the two, but I thought Washington should have signed him but that's not here or there, but it could have. Is that game in Washington? Or in,
In Carolina.
In Carolina, okay.
Carolina.
I think it's going to be Cam Newton's first start in over a year. I think he has something to prove. I mean, it's fitting that he's going to probably end his career in Carolina. Do they go forward? Is this just a temporary thing for the rest of the season, or do they bring him back in that season? Does he still have something to prove? Does he still have something in him to go out there and prove that he is a starting quarterback? Still a starting quarterback.
I mean, if he is, right now, P.J. Walker is still scheduled to start.
Oh, this week? Okay.
Yeah.
And it goes to show you, P.J. Walker was thriving in the SFL. It goes to show you the difference between the two leagues. He was the MVP in that league before COVID hit. They were going to run away with that probably championship. He was running away with that MVP. So, I mean, what have you thought about P.J. Walker so far in the NFL?
I'll tell you too, I'm really disappointed. I mean, I was a big fan of the SFL. I was a big fan of the Roughnecks. Him and Cam Phillips in the SFL was like a perfect pair. And I think if you would have found at least gave him with Cam Phillips on the same team, I think that would have been a good fit of making. Going on a receiver that he was intertwined with.
Yeah. I mean, would the SFL be still around if there was no COVID? It's hard to say.
Well, technically the SFL will be back in 2023.
That's right.
It will be back.
Didn't the Rock buy it or something?
Yeah, the Rock bought it back in 2023. It's coming back.
SFL 3.0. Is it going to be the same team?
Well, I can't really say this was a bad season this time around. If you want to talk about that, I don't think you have to blame what happened to the SFL, not on people not going over people's defenses. The game was
Courage, the Cowardly Dog Show, starring Courage, the Cowardly Dog. Abandoned as a pup, he was found by Muriel, who lives in the middle of nowhere with her husband, Eustace Bay. But creepy stuff happens in nowhere.
Well, that was my bad. I hit the wrong button. Sorry, folks. What were you saying, Spina?
Like I said, you can't really blame what happened to the XFL the second time ago. You can't really blame that people not saying the games were good. Good. You have to blame it more the situation of the pandemic that really canceled the XFL, and that's exactly what it was. It canceled the XFL. I think if that didn't happen, I think we'll probably get going into season three this time around. And probably more teams around.
Yeah, I mean, you and me both loved it. We talked about it every week before it shut down. I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed P.J. Walker in the SFL. I hope we get to see more of him and not just Cam Newton. I think P.J. Walker does have talent. Is it good enough to be an NFL quarterback? That's the only question. We'll see. I mean, it just goes to show the levels of talent between the two leagues, but not to take anything away from P.J. Walker, because I think he is a talented quarterback. The Seahawks got shut out by the Packers, and Russell's return didn't do much. That was a boring game.
And Rodgers' return.
And Rodgers' return. And what? 3-0 at halftime, right? 3-3. That was another 3-3 game. Yeah.
No, it was 3-0 at halftime.
Okay. And then probably the game of the week, the Vikings and Chargers. This was a surprise. I thought the Chargers were going to win this game. But all of a sudden, the Chargers have lost, what, 2 straight? And now they've lost 2 straight at home. All of a sudden, they're behind the 8-ball. The Vikings came in there. They needed a win, and they did. They got it. It was a good game. Both teams played well. I think they're both similar teams. They both like to run the ball. I think Justin Herbert is better than Cousins, obviously, but I mean, the Chargers have a tough task this week on Sunday Night Football, but we'll get to that. What were your thoughts on that game?
I didn't really watch most of it, though, you two. But so I didn't really follow that much of it.
Yeah, I only saw
the Chargers losing. Yeah, the Chargers losing, I'm not really surprised about.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the team. They always seem to fall apart midway through the season every year. It doesn't matter who the coach is, just the way it is for the Chargers. I just hope they can make the. I would like to see Justin Herbert in the playoffs. We'll see. AFC is so congested. Who knows who's going to make the playoffs? Let's talk about this. The Eagles game.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
Well, let's put it this way. The Eagles finally learned something that they can do, and that's run the ball.
Yep.
Miles Sanders is supposed to be coming back this week.
On Sunday?
He said before his return. He's eligible to come off IR, and I think they're probably going to activate on Saturday to play in.
Yeah.
Against New Orleans.
Against New Orleans. I thought the Eagles came out. I was shocked by the way they came out and played. The first drive really set the tone. Hurst played really well. I was impressed by him. This was his best game of his career. I was really impressed by Hurst and the whole team. They continue to do what they're doing. The way the NFC is, could they sneak into the playoffs? Can you see this team sneaking into the playoffs?
Tell you the truth, the Eagles go rough schedule, part of their schedule is over knowing. I mean, they scheduled in that rough part of the schedule, the first 10 games were the hardest 10 games you had on that schedule. And now it's over. You got New Orleans coming back. New Orleans will bust it up. Quarterback situation. You got and then afterwards, you got the Giants. Yeah, the Giants fall by. You going against the Jets.
And then Washington.
And then you got Washington. No, the Jets, then a bye, then you got the Giants again, then Washington.
You have the Giants in between the 2 Washington games.
Right. It's a bye.
And then the bye week in between. When's the bye week? Oh, after the 14. Jets game. Yeah. And then you end the season with the Cowboys, which the Cowboys could already have the division wrapped up. I'm not saying they're going to win the division because I think that's far-fetched. But they can sneak into the playoffs. Let's look at the standings. They are in 11th place. They are tied with Atlanta, San Francisco, basically. I mean, they all have one less game played, but and Minnesota, they're one game behind Carolina. So, that Carolina-Washington game becomes very important because Washington is one game behind us. So, this could get very interesting. It could all change if we lose on Sunday. But if we win, we're back to 500. And maybe I start to believe that we could sneak into playoffs. They have to win on Sunday because New Orleans is the toughest game on the schedule left besides Dallas. All the others are, I'm not saying cakewalks, but they are winnable games. The only non-winnable game is probably Cowboys. Right?
I'll say that, yeah.
So, they have how many games left? 7 games left. Could you see them going 5-2? Splitting with the Giants or Washington or losing to New Orleans?
No, tell you the truth, the only thing I think the Charger might be the last loss of the season on paper. I think they should be heavily favored to beat the Giants. The Giants are no threat. Even with Barkley coming back, I still don't see them.
I could see them playing with Washington.
The Jets have never beaten Philadelphia, and they won't.
Let's have some fun here. Besides the Saints game, do they beat the Giants next week?
Yeah.
I'd say yes.
They'll beat the Giants.
Do they beat the Jets? Yes.
Yeah.
Do they beat Washington and Philly?
Yes, they will.
Okay. Do they beat the Giants?
For the season, so yes.
Okay. I forgot that. Do they beat the Giants and Philly? Yes. I say so. You think so?
Yep.
Do they beat Washington at FedEx? Is it called FedEx Field?
Yeah,
I have to get what it's called. Okay.
Yeah, still FedEx.
Now, do they get revenge on the Cowboys in the last game of the season?
Depends. The question. Because if the Cowboys had the division wrapped up, well, like you said, well, we got 7 games, so we all know we're going to be playing for seeding anyway. The Cowboys might have to.
I'm going to say they go 6-2. No, not 6-2, 5-2. So you have them running the table, basically?
I think they can run the table.
I can see that. And then we'll see
if they play like they've been playing for the last 3 weeks, then yeah, I believe they can run the table.
I'm starting to maybe get there. I just want to see one more game with this, especially against this team like the Saints, who is good against the run. I mean, the Saints are not a horrible team. They're in the middle of the pack. Their defense is legit. So that's the only thing that worries me about the Saints. Any more games you want to talk about? Oh, this Rams and 49ers game. Let's get to this one. Do you think the Rams are overrated?
Yes.
Judging from the last 2 weeks.
Well, I can't really say that. All right. Let's put it this way. The Rams just signed OBJ. Friday, you find out your starting wide receiver, Robert Woods, would go out. He's done for the season. And now you got OBJ going. Odell Beckham doesn't know the playbook, okay? Give the man a break. You expect a guy to come in there fresh out of there and then be your number two wide receiver, don't know the playbook, don't know the quarterback, don't know nothing, and want him to be your number one, your number two wide receiver. And you expect him, no, I can't do that. I can't put that all on there. Yeah, the Rams, I'm stuck it up defensively. Yes, they did. You got Von, you trade for Von Miller. So, yes, to me, they did stick it up.
Well, the bye week couldn't come at the best time. I mean, the bye week came at the best time for them. So, we'll see in 2 weeks. Who did play in 2 weeks? Who did they have? The Packers in 2 weeks. Another up game. Let's get to our any more games you want to talk about before we get to our MVP and team of the week?
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
I'll do a double feature here because they're going to be from the same. It's going to be the same team and same player from the same team. I do team of the week. I'm going to do Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts is MVP and the Eagles is the team of the week.
Oh, I want to go. What's the reason? Devontae Smith. I think he's starting to put on. I think the wide receiver chemistry is slowly mushing that we wanted to see from Devontae Smith in the beginning of the season, starting to slowly come.
Yep.
I think with them running the ball more, now you just need to get rid of what the Eagles need to do. They need to stop running out of shotgun so much and go on their center.
Yeah. I think they play better when they do like play action stuff. Who's your team of the week?
I'm really going to lean towards the 40. You know, I want to go with the Dolphins. I'm more impressed with what the Dolphins did to the Ravens. You know, maybe Matt, I got to say, I want to give it to the Dolphins.
Yeah. They would be my second because they really came out and nobody gave them a chance and the Ravens just came out flat. There's a lot of teams came out flat this week. The Ravens, the Buccaneers, the Rams, obviously. Who else came out flat? Those three playoff teams last year came out flat. The Browns. So, yeah. And the Patriots would probably be a close third for me, team to be for me, too. But with that said, we'll get to our picks for this week. Clint, I'll post your picks on Doug's page.
No, I'll do it
wrong. Okay.
I'll do it later.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll do it later.
All right. Tomorrow night, Patriots and Falcons. I got the Falcons. I think, as you said, the underdogs have been winning on Thursday night, so I'm going to go with that theme. I think the Falcons win at home and get the Super Bowl. I know it's like 3 years later, but I know it's not the same team, but I think they get revenge here, kind of revenge, and they beat the Patriots on Thursday Night Football.
I don't know, man. I'm going with Mark Jones. I think Bill Belichick found his quarterback in that, man, that rookie he got right there. That rookie might lead him to a wild card win. So I'm going with the Patriots.
I can't blame you there. I don't know. This game is weird to me. I think 7 is a bit too much on a Thursday night on the road, but we'll see. Can Matt Ryan pull off something? Matt Ryan still has something in his bank. No Calvin Ridley still, right?
No Calvin Ridley.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah. He probably won't be coming back for the rest of the season, possibly. I don't know.
Do you blame him?
Colson. Huh?
Do you blame him?
No, I don't.
Tell him.
I just hope he gets the help he needs so he can come back. The Colts and Bills. I'm going with the Bills here.
See, the Bills been playing a little iffy there with Carson Wentz. Probably getting a running game with Jonathan Taylor. I'll go with the Bills, but in a close game.
Yeah. Isn't it ironic that the Colts are running the ball too? But they have Jonathan Taylor, who's becoming a beast. Ravens and Bears. I'm going with Ravens to bounce back here.
See ya.
Lions and Browns. Oh, you say the Ravens too? Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. And tell you, Lions and Browns, I won't pick the Lions to win this. I think the Lions get out of win column. The Browns are... this is the road to 500 for the Lions. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, Cleveland's
the 500 starts. The Lions, they will beat the Browns.
Mm-hmm. I have the Browns, but I wouldn't be surprised because the Browns are falling apart right now. 11.5, that's a lot. Usually not good. Texans and Titans. Titans are the hottest team in football right now. Won 6 straight games, beat Rams, beat the Bills, beat the Chiefs. And then they beat the Colts in that span too. And then last week they beat the Saints. I'm going with the Titans to continue their streak. I have to say they're a Super Bowl contender right now.
I say they lost that Super Bowl contender tag once Derrick Henry left. Sorry. I don't think
he could come back in the playoffs, right?
Huh?
Henry could still come back in the playoffs.
No, he's done for the season. He's done.
Oh.
He can't come back.
Okay. I thought he was eligible for the playoffs.
He's the ending air injury. Season's done.
Okay. Yeah, I must have misheard that or saw that somewhere. I misread. You going to Titans too?
Yes, I'm going to Titans.
Packers and Vikings. I'm going with the Packers here.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with the Packers, so.
Dolphins and Jets. Ugh. I'm going with the Jets. No, wait. I went with the Jets.
No, I have to go with Jets because the Dolphins need to start losing again.
Exactly. Exactly why I did that.
Even though if I take Tua plays, the Dolphins will win.
Panthers and Washington. I'm going with the Panthers.
Yeah, I want to go Panthers. This will be another close toss coin flip.
Yeah. Niners and Jags. I'm going Niners. I wouldn't be surprised if the Jags won.
The Jags are nothing but a fluke.
So Niners?
Yep.
Bengals and Raiders. Two teams that were hot in the beginning of the season have fallen off a little bit. Who gets back on track? I'm seeing the Bengals.
The Bengals.
Possibly the game of the week. Those Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going with
Kansas City to continue their streak.
Oh, we didn't talk about, were you impressed by that win on Sunday night? Are they back, or was that just a fluke?
No, that's the old Kansas City football, and they're back. And we will continue against Dallas. Shut these two morons up.
Yep. I kept saying for the last 2 weeks, not how you start, it's how you finish the season. And right now, the Chiefs are one of the highest, are the second highest team in football right now, probably, or third. Green Bay's hot too, but I say the Chiefs are going to pound the Cowboys and send them back to Dallas crying. But we both got the Chiefs, right?
Yep.
Cardinals and Seahawks. I got the Cardinals finishing the Seahawks. I think Russ is still injured. I think he came back too soon. So I think the Cardinals are going to win. If Murray's playing.
If Murray's not playing. If Murray's not playing, I'm taking the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And I don't think Murray's going to play or D-Hop.
You think they're going to keep them out?
Yes. I don't know what's wrong with them.
They have a bye week coming up, don't they? When is their bye week?
Seahawks already had their bye week.
No, the Cardinals.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, they have a bye week after this game. So they might actually rest him. So I already picked the Cardinals, so I'm going to stick with the Cardinals. Yeah. So you have the Seahawks or Cardinals?
I got the Seahawks.
I say they're not going to play because they have a bye week coming up.
That's why I want the Seahawks. Yes, I do.
Chargers and Steelers. I'm going to go with Chargers.
Yeah.
Giants and Buccaneers. Is this even a question?
Well, I don't know. Tampa Bay been falling apart lately. And the last time the Giants played Tampa Bay, the Giants nearly beat them.
Yeah, and we got Monday night too. I'm still going with Tampa Bay. I think Brady's pissed off. I think he comes back hot. I think Gronk is supposed to come back too.
Hopefully he needs somebody.
Yeah. And then finally, but not least, the Eagles and Saints. I'm going with this. Do the Eagles get their first victory on Sunday?
Home run victory? Yes, they do.
I say no, but every time I've been picking against them, they've won. So, into that.
I think so. Well, they're going to win. They will get their first home victory Sunday.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm just picking the Saints because I've picked against the Eagles most of the season, so, and they've proved me wrong most of the time, I guess, four times. I think every game they've won, I've picked against them. Same. Yeah, because they beat. No, the only one I picked them to win and they won was the Falcons. Well, that's that, Clintus. Any more thoughts?
No.
It's going to be another, hopefully a better week this week. Hopefully I get to watch the 4 o'clock game or half of the 4, I mean, second half of the 4 o'clock game because I have to work, but thank you for coming on. And we'll talk to you Friday night for Unscripted Wrestling Show and then next Tuesday or Wednesday night. Thanks, Grant.
Yeah.
Later.
Awesome. Later.
All right.